Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
I'm really excited to have Desiree Rogers, the CEO of Johnson Publishing Company, with me today. I feel so honored that you are here, Desiree. Thank you so much for coming to Colorful Radio. But let me just tell you a little bit about this inspirational, high-achieving, powerful woman that is called Desiree Rogers. Right, so Desiree has an MBA from Harvard. She was the first African-American social secretary for President Obama's office. How awesome is that? She's been named as one of the most powerful African-American women in business today. And she is the CEO of Johnson Publishing Company, which owns Ebony Magazine. Now, all of us women of color, we know about the Ebony Magazine, one of the first black magazines to talk about our culture, and the global cosmetics brand Fashion Fair. Today, Desiree is here to talk about Fashion Fair.
Well, thank you for having me. I am just delighted to be here at Colorful Radio. I'm looking at your lipstick and wondering what shades we have that we can give to you.
Well, this color here is orange.
We have Olay Orange.
Really?
We have a color called Olay Orange.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to that. I do like a bit of bright colors, you know, to brighten up my days. So tell our listeners a little bit about you, Desiree.
Absolutely. I am from New Orleans, mm-hmm. So I'm from Louisiana, yeah. And I now live in Chicago, travel between Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and of course, London. Mm-hmm. I just love London. Love the women here, yeah. Love the people here, love the spirit. Yeah. And so this trip, I'm here mm-hmm. really visiting different stores. We're in Debenhams. We're sold in Debenhams. Mm-hmm. And so I'm meeting a lot of the ladies around London and just hearing about how chic you guys are, yeah. and learning and exploring mm-hmm. and Of course, dabbling in the makeup.
Of course, that's what you're here for. So tell us, so which Debenhams in particular? Is it the head office or is it other locations?
We're in about 6 or 7 locations, maybe more. I mean, I was in Westfield.
Mm-hmm. Stratford.
Stratford. Yeah. Leeds, I believe. Mm-hmm. Oxford.
Say it like this. Oxford.
Oxford.
Yes, Oxford.
So a number of locations. And also at Morley's in Brixton.
Really?
So I was there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what are you there to do?
You know, just to talk to people. And we were doing makeovers. So the most important thing, I think, for women of color is getting that perfect match to your skin tone. Mm-hmm. So many times people want to create this mask on our face.
Yeah.
And that is just ridiculous. We have incredible skin tones, so many skin tones, from a very light beige,
yeah.
to a very dark ebony.
Absolutely.
And so I don't want to hide people's complexion. I want their true complexion to come out. And mm-hmm. so that's really what we were talking and doing, was that perfect, mm-hmm. perfect color match with foundation and powder.
So do you mean that you brought all of your products with you?
And well,
you
We sell in those stores.
Okay.
So all of our products are already there.
Yeah.
So we did makeovers at the counters.
So do you actually do makeovers yourself?
No.
No?
But I do comment. I do help with the selection of the colors.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there are more skilled people than I that actually know exactly what to do.
So you were watching them?
Watching them and also making certain that color was the was the right color. But I have to tell you, we do a half of the face and it's amazing. I mean,
really?
I've had women even crying when they really see their true tone, because you wouldn't believe, especially with women of color, mm-hmm. how many are not matched the right color.
Absolutely. So when you do the half of face, what do? You leave one half blank?
So they can see what cosmetics they're wearing mm-hmm. now. Because many of us, we convince ourselves that's the proper color, right?
Yes.
Because that's what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you put the proper color on and you can see people's natural freckles or just the natural color of their skin tone,
mm-hmm.
the natural color is always the right color for the color of your face.
Yeah.
I know we like different hair colors and that's fine, but for your skin tone, it really should be your real color.
So you know when we're in the summer and with the winter, mm-hmm. sometimes we go a little bit pale in the winter. Do you have one makeup for throughout, or you know, like the foundation?
Yes.
Do you have a foundation for all year round?
So this is what I can tell you. I use two different ones, one in the winter and one in the summer months.
Yeah.
But we have a product called True Fix.
Mm-hmm.
And in True Fix, there's two colors in one.
Really?
And so that's a great combination that really gives you three different colors.
Right.
One lighter, one darker, and then one, you know, you can mix them together. So I use True Fix.
So and there's three in there then?
You can mix the, there's two, but if you mix the two together, that gives you your third color.
Okay.
So a lighter and then a darker shade you can use for contouring and shadowing, but also simple. For me, I'm all about the simple.
Yeah.
Simple, you know, if I'm a little bit lighter in the winter, a little bit darker in the summer months.
Okay. We're just going to take a short music break here and we'll be back. So please do stay tuned in to Desiree Rogers. She's here talking about fashion fair makeup and how wonderful and beautiful that you can look with her different kinds of, or her different ranges that they have. With fashion fair.
Colorful radio.
Welcome back. Now, Desiree.
Yes.
Yes, Sonia. Sonia, I like the way Americans say Sonia.
Sonia.
So you were affiliated to Ebony.
Yes.
Tell us what you actually did with Ebony magazine, because they've been around a long time.
Ebony is celebrating its 70th anniversary in November with a huge party celebrating the 100 most powerful African Americans and some Africans, as a matter of fact, that have created or done impeccable and great work in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're working on right now. It's called the Ebony Power 100.
Yeah.
And so we've got a big celebration, big talent. Mm-hmm. We're doing a 70s inspired because, you know, everything 70s is really cool now.
Is that going to be in the UK then?
Maybe next time. But this party will be in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so I am the CEO of Johnson Publishing. So that we own Ebony and we own the cosmetics company. And so we just hired a great new editor and she created a very controversial cover that's on the newsstands now with the Cosby family.
Yeah.
The Huxtables.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the
and
Huxtables.
It's a shattering of glass and it really is talking more about the Black family and what that means today and, you know, some of the what would I say? The family that was created in the 80s with the Huxtables. It was the first family where you had the working mother and the working father.
Yeah.
And so it talks through all of that because nowadays, you know, there's lots of variations to a family.
Of course.
I run all of them. I'm over both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you manage everything?
It's a lot.
Yeah?
It's a lot. But I have great, great people.
Okay.
So great teams of people. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have this great new editor that's running Ebony Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, check out ebony.com.
Yeah.
Great stories on ebony.com. Okay. Great new editor there.
Uh-huh.
So we have a whole team of people
mm-hmm.
that are working on the editorial side of the business, but also on the cosmetic side of the business.
So which bit do you prefer?
Oh, come on. That's like picking between your children. Never, never, never. I love both of them.
Yeah.
But the good news is I get to go back and forth.
Okay. All right. But you're here today to promote Fashion Fair. Now, Fashion Fair has been around for quite some time.
It started in the 70s, 73.
Mm-hmm.
Signature pink packaging.
Is it?
Yes. Uh-huh. A lot of women say, oh, my grandmother wore that or my auntie or my mother. And I say, I know my grandmother looked fabulous, and she must have known something right. And so that's one of the reasons that, you know, I know about the cosmetics is from women in my family.
Okay.
And so we've definitely changed and upgraded and modernized a lot of the formulation. So people that are saying, oh, my grandmother used this, they should come on back and give it a try.
Absolutely. I remember back in the 80s, I think it was. I've never been a great big makeup person.
Oh, you got on makeup. I can see it from here.
Yeah, I got on a bit lippy. I'm getting old now. I've got
a little
concealed
bronzy.
Wrinkles.
But
Fashion Fair was around then, but it was a little bit orangey.
No more orange, sweetie.
Okay.
Do I look orange?
No, you don't.
Exactly. And so that's why I'm saying that we have made changes to those formulations. And so people need to come by and give it a try. It's made with love by women of color for women of color.
Awesome.
We'll have to convince you. We'll get you some Olay orange and you'll be a fan forever.
So how many different products do Fashion Fair do then?
We have about 250 SKUs.
Really?
We have 141
What's a SKU?
Colors.
Sorry, explain to our
piece,
listeners.
Item.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of different things to choose from. And I'm going to start with the foundation. Back to the foundation.
Yeah.
And of course, your orange lipstick. But we have 141 different color variations.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is the key.
Yeah.
Is getting that color down. Uh-huh. People say they don't wear a lot of makeup. Even we do the half face, no makeup on one side and a little bit of makeup on the other side.
Yeah.
And they come around.
I think I'd like to do that bit there. The half so that I can actually see.
Everyone wants to look great. Come on.
Yeah.
Of course, right? Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And their best.
And sometimes people put on makeup and they look so different from when they haven't got any makeup on.
So ours is a natural look.
Yeah.
You know, of course, many people love makeup, so they do what's called building the makeup up. But we really go for a very natural look. And having people's natural good looks shine through. Okay. And those little flaws here and there, just, you know, kind of cover those up.
Okay. Right. So let me just ask you this. Fashion Fair is a high-end makeup and skincare product found in Boots and Debenhams. So it's not just Debenhams.
And Morley's.
It's in Boots and Morley's, right? Mm-hmm. Are there any other department stores?
Not in the UK, but we're in about over 500 locations in the States. Mm-hmm. We just opened in South Africa.
Really?
Yes, and we just opened in Kuwait.
Kuwaiti?
Yes.
No. So you do
Middle Eastern. So women of color. So a lot of Middle Eastern women love our cosmetics. Indian women, African women, Caribbean women. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we've got every range of color, and that's really what we specialize in.
Okay. So Kuwaiti.
People are browning.
Yeah.
The world is browning.
They're all tanning.
Yes. Well, they're all intermarrying too. So you've got some delightful shades of people.
And you, of course, you cater for every shade, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the key.
And what about?
We've got eyeshadows. Yeah. We've got blushes. We have everything. Skincare. Mm-hmm. We have the whole thing.
Do you have like other cosmetic companies? I'm not going to mention names.
Yes,
but
let's not.
Yeah. Do you have like representatives? Like, do you have it like a multi-level marketing business?
Absolutely. So we're at the, at the counter, you'll see the full range of products.
Yeah.
Skincare, starting with skincare, all of the color. That's what lipstick and eyeshadow. Mascara is fabulous.
Yeah.
Another really key item for us. We just introduced it not too long ago. Great, great product. Mm-hmm. And we've got, we're going to everything you need to look as natural or as made up as you would like.
Okay. Do you do like facial toners or anything like that?
Yes, we have all of that.
Makeup remover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are full of everything, haven't you?
We're introducing brushes in 2016. Yeah. So we only have two brushes right now. We'll be bringing in a larger skew of brushes. The other thing I would say is stop by for holiday. We have an incredible eye palette.
Yeah.
20 eyeshadows and 6 blushes in one case.
Wow.
Yes.
And
wait for gifts.
When's that coming out?
Early December.
Early December.
So in time for the holidays.
All right. So you know the cosmetics that you make, is there any kind of special oils or anything in them, or do they use like animal fats or no?
No. Well, it depends. I'm not saying that they use animal fats. That's not good.
Okay.
But what I would say is that we've got different variations. So some people have drier skin. So we have products for drier skin. We have products also for if you have oily skin.
Yeah.
And one product we're working on takes the shine off the face. We'll be introducing that in 2016 as well. You know what? That little shine that crops up midday, you don't have to start all over. It's a simple stick that you would be able to use. So we're always looking for new and innovative products. We'll also be introducing matte lip teasers in the spring. Matte is very big.
Hold on. Explain to us what a lip teaser is.
It comes in a tube. Mm-hmm. And so you paint it on as opposed to a stick. Mm-hmm. And so it's usually a liquid.
Okay.
Usually a liquid.
A little bit like lip gloss?
Yes, except this is a matte lip gloss. So imagine putting, it makes your lips look like velvet. Very tempting.
Very kissable.
Yes.
All right. So the brushes, you mentioned you're going to be coming out with some brushes soon.
Yes.
What is the hair made of?
Oh, I don't know what the hair is made of.
Right. Some people ask questions.
I know
like
people
that.
Love that, right? Yeah. I do know that they've sold very well. We've introduced only two so far in the UK. Actually, only one. We have a second one coming. Yeah. They've sold very, very well.
Really?
And so, the key is to make certain that they're soft and smooth to the skin and that your cosmetics, whether it's your eye makeup or your foundation, goes on smooth without lines being left on the complexion. Mm-hmm. And so these work very, very well. We spent several years working to make certain that we had the perfect one. Everything has to pass my test.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work well,
do you go
then
out on
we
production
don't...
lines?
Yes. I'm headed to the manufacturer next week. But they just have to work well. I don't want people to be disappointed.
Absolutely. I don't blame you. But it seems like a very, very big task for you to go out and check all the production lines.
Well, but the thing is, they send it to me as well.
Okay.
So I'm not there for everything coming off the line, but they send it to us and we have to approve it. We make tweaks and, you know, and I use the brand. I left all of my other brands. Mm-hmm. I won't name them, but I spent a lot of money on cosmetics and ours are value priced. Mm-hmm. And so they're not outrageous. You don't have to spend, you know, tons and tons of money to look wonderful.
Okay. And the production line, is it everything made in the USA or is there some things that's made over here?
Most things are made in the US.
Okay, so it's all distributed over here. Okay, we're going to take a short music break and we'll be back after these two tracks. I am talking today to Desiree Rogers from Fashion Fair.
Colorful radio.
Welcome back. Now, as always, we have somebody who is awesome for our advice surgery. And today we are talking about makeup, women of color, and how you can enhance your beauty. You are already beautiful in your own skin, but sometimes some of us just need a little more enhancing. You might be going on a special occasion. You yourself could be getting married. You might be having a party. You could be having an 80th birthday, and you might just need that little bit of twist. Now we are joined in the studio today by Desiree Rogers, CEO of Johnson Publishing Company. Now, Desiree also, she has been named as one of the most powerful African-American women in business. And she and she was the first African-American social secretary for President Obama. Now, tell us a little bit about your job there, Desiree.
Okay. You know, it was so funny. When I got the job, he said to me, Desiree, I didn't even know that I had a social secretary. So this is going to be a lot of fun for both of us.
Yeah.
So the social secretary is responsible for planning all of the events that the president and the first lady host.
Yeah.
So I was there for just about a year and a half and planned 350 events for the Obamas. So everything
in
from
one year?
Yes. A little year and a half. Everything from the press conferences that you see occur to teas, to dinners, to a state dinner, to our Easter egg roll, to, you know, everything that you could possibly imagine. The inaugural events as well. So it was very, very fun, exciting, hard work.
All right, let me ask you this. Were you in the White House before him?
No, I wasn't.
So after he came on board, they employed you?
When he came, we came. We're all from Chicago, and so we know each other from Chicago. And so when he was a president-elect, is when I started working on the transition team.
Okay, so you're already familiar with how he operates.
Well, somewhat.
Yeah, okay.
You know, operating as yourself and operating as a president are two different things.
Okay, so when you had to do your first official event, how did you feel?
Listen, I have to tell you, planning for the inauguration, that was the first big events. I mean, as you can imagine, is their inauguration. Lots of parties, lots of events. Events out. They have two young daughters. And so we had events for them. We had family events, official events. And I thought, okay, I've got it all together. I'm ready. You know, during the inauguration, the president, actually the old president goes out and the new president goes in. You have about 5 hours to move them into the new house because the old president is just leaving that morning before the parade starts for the inauguration and the luncheon at the Capitol. So we have about 5 hours to move him in. So I thought, I've got it down. The parties are all set. We're going to be moving his things in. It's going to be fabulous. And at the day before, 2 days before, they said, oh, they didn't tell you. You also have the seating for the reviewing stand.
Yeah.
And so I just about went crazy. It broke down in tears. I never cry about work. And I had to call my mother immediately and told her to get on a plane because how was I going to handle being in all these places at the same time? And I certainly had no idea, you know, where does the vice president sit? Where the generals sit? Where did the Supreme Court sit? And all of them have assigned seating. So we wound up having to do, you know, 300 places of assigned seating with me having no idea where these people belong.
Do you think they were trying to set you up to make you fail?
No, I think they thought it was funny.
Okay.
Because remember, everyone's new, right? And so they're reading through things and they're like, well, who's supposed to do the seating for the presidential inaugural parade? Oh, that's you. You know, so I'm like, what are you saying? But so luckily we were able to call someone who had done it before and she helped us through the night figure out where the seating assignments should be. Mm-hmm. But of course, when we got there, the seating chart that we had did not match the seating.
Really?
Of course not. Oh, gosh. All right. And it was bitterly cold. Mm-hmm. So everyone was complaining and no one wanted to sit in their assigned seat anyway because they wanted to huddle together. So it was, you know, I said, well, that's Martin Luther King Jr. I can't move him.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, the Speaker of the House. I can't move. I just said, you know, what the hell with it? People just sit wherever they can sit. Mm-hmm. So luckily it was really cold and so people didn't really notice so much.
And everybody had a lovely time.
Yes, we got him all moved in and we had a great evening, but very stressful for the first one.
Did you sleep at all?
Of course not. No. I lost a lot of weight too.
Really?
I was my skinniest then.
Really?
Yes.
Skinnier than what you are now?
Oh, much skinnier.
No.
I'm not that skinny. Maybe I'm hiding it well. I have a nice jacket on.
No. All right. So what else did you do in the White House?
You know, we did everything. I mean, I think I'm very proud of how we opened up the White House and really wanted to make it the people's house. So the day after, we actually, as people were touring the house, because the White House is actually a museum,
okay,
a place where they live, mm-hmm. and also a place where staff works. So it's three things in one. So mm-hmm. the next day, you know, as people were coming in to tour, Mrs. Obama mm-hmm. was there to mm-hmm. greet them. And so they, of course, were so surprised. And then we were surprised when the president stopped by to be a part of that line as well. And so we had great fun. I was here for Halloween, and I know some people celebrate it, others don't.
Yeah.
But we did the first Halloween party where Mr. The president and the first lady actually gave out candies to children. So one of the open houses was a Halloween celebration for all the children to be able to come in. Uh-huh. Can you imagine getting candy from the first lady and the president?
Awesome. Can you imagine?
And they were dressed up too. Yeah.
Really? In outfits?
And she dressed up. He, you know, of course, was the president. Yeah. But lots of little boys were dressed up like the president or Secret Service. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And they just were so excited to see, you know, the president when they arrived. So I think for me, the most fun was just seeing how in an instant people could get so excited and mm-hmm. so refreshed in terms of them thinking about their lives. Little kids just being, you know, you're 3 years old and there's the president. I mean, mm-hmm. come on. And he's handing you some candy. This mm-hmm. is just a stunning memory that I'll always take with me.
Absolutely.
And so we had great fun, great entertainment, and really tried to make certain that everyone coming through uh-huh. felt the warmth of this great couple.
Okay, so you are a fantastic event manager then.
I do pretty well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stress-free. Of course, she makes it stress-free for everybody. Okay, let's get back to what. So that day when you done that event there for Halloween, have you ever had the opportunity to make up Michelle Obama?
No.
No?
No.
Who does her makeup?
We're professionals for that.
Well, you're a professional.
Mm.
Does she use fashion fur?
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
Yes, very along good. With, I'm sure, some others, but yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So who does her makeup?
A gentleman probably by the name of Carl Ray.
From Fashion Fair or?
No, he used to do my makeup when I was in Washington. I think she has several people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So she doesn't do it herself.
I'm not going to say that. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, she looks seamless. All right. So we are talking to Desiree Rogers and we are talking about Fashion Fair makeup. Now, Fashion Fair has changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've incorporated lots of different shades, lots of different colors. And new products as well.
Mm-hmm.
How expensive is Fashion Fair?
We are in the middle range. So it's not cheap, cheap, cheap.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have crazy prices. And so it's right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
And last a long time. And also it's a good quality.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, you know, you say, oh, I want this really cheap brand. It's not a good quality to put on your, it's your face, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's important, especially with your foundation and powders,
to
make certain that you're using a good quality product mm-hmm. on your face.
Do you have that spray, you know, when you put on your makeup and then you put a spray on to make it?
No, we have powder.
No, just the powder.
Mm-hmm.
So it just
stays
on.
Just a nice powder so it stays on. We have a powder actually called sugar powder.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar doesn't change. Some people use it without any foundation.
Yeah.
It's just a white powder
uh-huh.
that just keeps your keeps your makeup set or just keeps the shine off of your face. Okay.
So you know sometimes they put on this cream underneath the makeup to make
primer.
Yeah, that's it, primer. Does Fashion Fair do primer?
We are about to launch a new primer in a stick, though.
Yeah, in a stick?
And it will be in a stick.
What kind of stick?
You know, like a, think of a deodorant, like a stick.
Okay, yeah. Alrighty, not a cream.
Not a cream.
Okay.
Less messy.
When's that one going to come out?
That will probably be sometime summer. Summertime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, ladies, Fashion Fair is back with a big kick and they're hitting the UK. So get yourselves down to Debenhams or Boots.
Or
Morley's in Brixton.
Yeah.
But we have Boots all over and Debenhams are all over.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So back in the day, Fashion Fair used to be in a little rectangular shaped bottle. Have they changed their... containers?
Yes, all of the packaging is all new. All new packaging.
Branding.
Nice. It's a metallic brown. So it's really pretty. And silver.
Yeah.
So it looks really good. Really sharp.
Yeah.
You'll be proud to have it. Don't worry.
Right, we'll take the
Got you.
We'll take this short music break and we'll be back in a jiffy. Stay tuned in to Colorful Radio.
Colorful Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined in the studio today by Desiree Rogers, who is the CEO of Johnson Publishing Company. Johnson Publishing Company also own Ebony Magazine and Fashion Fair Makeup. Desiree is here in the UK. She's right here in the studios at Colorful Radio with us today, and she is promoting Fashion Fair Makeup. Now, Desiree, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
And our listeners, a lot of our listeners are, well, not just our listeners, loads of people are into makeup in a big way these days. And makeup does some transformational things to our features, right? I've met people who, well, I say I've met people, I've been on YouTube and seen some videos where people have really, really bad skin and then makeup just really takes that away completely. So, you know, sometimes you don't need operations, you just need some Fashion Fair. Is that right, Desiree?
That is right. Right. That's correct.
So tell us, so you wear Fashion Fair and
I
you
do.
Have been for a number of years and she looks drop dead gorgeous, okay? If you can't, don't worry, we're going to put the pictures on the website so you can see, right? So what is your favorite product by Fashion Fair?
Well, I have a couple. And so I would say that my favorite is True Fix.
Okay.
And True Fix is a light foundation, you know, not heavy.
Yep.
And it has the two colors in one.
Yeah.
And why do I like that? Because I'm a little bit lazy. So I don't like to have concealer and then a separate makeup. So it's two in one. So I use my under eye concealer as one side. And then the makeup, the foundation is the other side. It's just so simple. I'm done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
With the foundation. So
it sounds like using that one product there is going to cut down some costs.
Yes,
yeah?
That's true. So I don't, and just, you don't have all these bottles and tubes and I hate all that.
Yeah.
It's so simple. And so then I also love the powders. Our powders are really, really nice. And so I'm a simple girl. I don't wear that much makeup. So I like my foundation, my powder, and then you got to have a great mascara. Yeah. No clumping, no eyelashes sticking together.
Yeah.
You can absolutely build, you know, if you want to have, you know, longer.
Is
beautiful black. And just so simple to apply. I'm all about the simplicity.
Okay. So what color have you got in your eyes right now?
Sedona.
Okay. So do you wear that color day in, day out?
I do.
You do?
I
That's
do.
Your favorite color?
It is.
So if you was going to a function, would you wear the same color or a different color?
No, no, no. Smoky eye.
Yeah.
So much more drama to the eye. More drama. This is a business meeting.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I've got five things that are just very simple to use. My favorite lipstick is called Lace.
Yeah.
It's just a neutral.
Okay.
Just
is that
plain
what you
neutral. I have Lace on now. So Sedona, Lace, my mascara, my True Fix, and a powder, and I'm done.
What's in your makeup bag?
That's what's in my makeup bag.
Well, just those
Sedona
products.
Lace.
Yeah.
Yes, because I don't like carrying around a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Now, so back at the hotel, I have Noir.
Yeah.
Noir is a black shadow, which is also a very creamy black, because sometimes black can, you know, it's hard to use, but this one is really, really simple to use. We also have incredible eyeliner. For ladies that like eyeliner, I know for me, I always like, I think it's so hard. This brush goes right on. You can have an incredible line.
Has it got like an angle on it, this brush?
It doesn't.
No.
It's just straight across. Uh-huh. The bristles all stay together so you don't have to to worry. And then we've got a great brush on brow.
Mm-hmm.
Every girl's brow. You got to have your brush on brow.
Is it?
Yes.
Did you bring some to the studio today?
I did, but we will get you
brow.
Some.
Brush
we will
on...
get you some.
I haven't heard of that one before.
A nice brush on brow.
Is that what you're using?
It's also, yes, mm-hmm. also important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the basics, eyebrows, eyelashes, your foundation, your lipstick, and a little eye color.
Okay.
How easy is that?
Very easy.
Because
you know
women
that.
Are busy nowadays.
Absolutely.
We have a lot to do.
Do Fashion Fair do nail polish?
We did some nail polish, and I actually moved away from nail polish. There's so much nail polish out there.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with cosmetics for now. Face and skin.
Yeah. That's what you specialize in, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So what is the future plans for Fashion Fair in the UK?
I think you will see us at some new locations.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at e-commerce. Mm-hmm. And development of e-commerce site. I think that would be important.
Okay.
And then you're going to see some new products, and you're going to just see us be much more available and out there. And so we're retraining all of our people. We want people to come by and and take a look. And we're going to have some sampling so that people can sample, because I guarantee you, once you try it, you will not be able to go back to that other line.
Really?
No way.
She is
no
so confident. Is that your promise?
I promise you.
Rubber stamp it.
I promise you.
Bam.
I'm not even worried.
Yeah.
I'm not even concerned.
Yeah.
You know, I think we have the best product out there.
Well, that sounds very, very promising.
Yes.
And a big, big change from the orange that used to be back in the 80s.
No, there were a number of things I didn't like. Changed.
Uh-huh.
Changed. Listen, they got me, and I'm very picky.
Okay.
Very picky.
She knows her stuff. Okay, so I want to say, Desiree, thank you very much for coming to Colourful Radio and for sharing with us all this new stuff about Fashion Fair and where we can get it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and good luck to all the women that are out there, those entrepreneurs, those working women, women that are taking care of their households or extended families. You know what? It's hard work, but I know we can do it, and I know that we can look well doing it.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.